Welcome to the Choate Family Office podcast series. On this show, we explore important topics related to wealth management, investing, and managing risk across generations.
Hello, everyone. I'm Diana Malcolm, Managing Director of Choate Investment Advisors, and I'm joined today by Christine Wright, a Portfolio Manager here at Choate.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here today.
Today, we're diving into a topic that's on many of our minds this September, given that it's an election year, U.S. presidential election. To clarify, we're not here as pollsters or political analysts, nor will we be sharing any political opinions. Our focus is on understanding how the policies proposed by the Trump and Harris campaigns might impact markets and the economy. Every election feels significant, and this year is certainly no exception. We're facing a unique mix of economic, political, and geopolitical challenges, which, while seemingly unprecedented, do echo controversies of past elections. Take, for example, 1968. A year marked by dramatic events that resonate with some of what we're experiencing today. Back then, we saw an unexpected presidential resignation by LBJ, widespread campus protests over Vietnam, the assassinations of both Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, and a sharp divide between political factions. So, what lessons can history offer us in past election years? Christine, could you share some insights on how elections typically affect the stock market? Are there any historical patterns we can use to gauge potential impacts to the market?
The main takeaway here is that election years have historically generated positive returns for the stock market. U.S. stocks have had a positive return in over 80% of the last 24 presidential elections, if we look back from 1928 through today, and that's averaging about a 12% return. In three of the four election years where we didn't have positive returns, we were in a period of economic crisis. You can think back to 1932, 2000, and 2008. Digging in further, markets have also performed well under both parties. The 10-year annualized return for an investment in U.S. stocks made at the start of an election year was strong at about 11% per year, regardless of whether a Democrat or Republican won.
That's really interesting, Christine. What do you think are the reasons behind this pattern of positive trends, no matter which party is in office?
So it's a common belief that the party in power can influence the market to their advantage, but historically, this isn't necessarily the case. Over the long run, U.S. stocks have generally risen, reflecting broader economic growth rather than short-term political maneuvers. Developed markets with robust institutions and independent central banks like the U.S. are less susceptible to political cycles. And instead, the market is really primarily driven by the overall economic environment, not just election outcomes. Now, this doesn't mean that the market will move up in a straight line. Elections often bring uncertainty, which can lead to market volatility. Investors might react to polling data, debates, and election results, causing fluctuations in stock prices in the short term. Remember that people care about politics, but markets do not, especially over longer time periods. The current economic and political challenges today may seem unprecedented, but keep in mind that we have experienced challenges many times before, and there is almost always some level of controversy and uncertainty that surrounds every campaign. And so while this provides some context on overall historical trends for election years, Diana, can you elaborate on whether certain sectors or industries might respond to the victory of one party or another?
It's true. We often do see short-term sector-specific moves in the market in the months following an election outcome. Given what we know of the Harris-Trump platforms, if there's a Trump victory, the financial services sector investment returns benefit from less regulation, lower capital requirements, and potentially lower compliance costs. The defense and aerospace sector is commonly supported by an increase in defense spending. And traditional energy, such as oil and gas, tend to see increased support for domestic drilling and production. The Republican agenda could include extending the tax changes stipulated in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which are scheduled to expire at the end of 2025, as well as rolling back provisions of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. If there's a Harris victory, the renewable energy sector would likely see strong backing for the Inflation Reduction Act and policies promoting green transportation. The telecommunications sector would likely see the expansion of broadband funding. And the technology sector would likely get continued stimulus and support from the CHIPS Act and IRA. However, these sector-specific impacts are generally short-term. Historically, broader economic conditions rather than individual policy proposals have had more influence on long-term market trends. For instance, in 2020, market movements were largely driven by COVID-19 lockdowns and subsequent reopening rather than the candidates' platforms. Similarly, major events such as the 2008 global financial crisis and the 2000 dot-com bust had a far greater impact on the markets than the individual campaign issues.
That's really interesting, Diana. And, you know, the presidential election is certainly crucial, as you've been talking about, but it's equally important to consider the congressional races where control of the House and Senate is at stake. Diana, do you see those as having an impact as well?
Yes. Who controls Congress plays a large role, as high-impact policy proposals often hinge on Congress. Typically, if the same party controls both the White House and the legislature, the adoption of major policy changes is more likely. These races will determine whether the next administration will be working with a unified or divided government. Ahead of the elections, Republicans hold a small majority in the U.S. House, while Democrats hold a slim two-seat majority in the U.S. Senate. A total of 468 seats in the U.S. Congress, 33 Senate seats, and all 435 House seats are up for election this November, and the Democrats face some challenges to maintaining the majority in the Senate. Now, even with a majority, we all should keep in mind that there are often dramatic differences between what is said on the campaign trail and the actual policy changes that take place. It's rare that a candidate can deliver on everything they have proposed once they take office. Christine, there's some key policies in this election that, if there is a broad sweep of the presidency and legislature, that could result in change. Could you detail what those are?
Yes, happy to dive in there. We see some of the main areas for change to include taxes, regulation, and trade policy. So first on taxes, with almost all of the provisions from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, known as the Trump Tax Cuts, set to expire at the end of 2025, whoever controls a legislative agenda at that point will have an enormous influence over U.S. tax policy. Each candidate may propose changes to corporate tax rates, individual income tax rates, or capital gains taxes, impacting businesses and investors differently. An increase in government spending could benefit sectors such as infrastructure, defense, and healthcare, whereas cuts could negatively impact these areas. With a Republican sweep, we'd expect a push to prevent the Trump-era tax cuts from expiring at the end of 2025. Democrats are likely to work to prevent a similarly timed expiration of expanded subsidies for health insurance, along with adding tax credits focused on families, with the broader tax cuts largely being rolled back. There are many other proposals on the table right now, but these are the main ones to consider. On the regulation side, with the Democrat versus Republican sweep, there are some sectors that will likely see increased regulation and some that will see a decrease. Diana, you already laid out some of these specifics. For example, with a Republican sweep, deregulation in the energy sector is likely to help oil and gas exploration, while stricter environmental regulation with a Democratic sweep could help electric vehicles, decarbonization, and grid expansion. And then finally, on trade policy, the approach to international trade can impact companies engaged in global commerce. Trade wars or new trade agreements can affect supply chains and profitability of companies. We do think that no matter who wins the next election, a continued increase in protectionist measures, or at the very least, a maintenance of the existing ones, seems pretty likely. Republicans and Democrats think differently about how this goal should be achieved, though. We think the Democrats will likely continue to favor industrial subsidies and regulation, while a Republican administration will likely turn to imposing more and higher tariffs on the rest of the world. And so, Diana, given the historical backdrop that is typical of election years that we've talked about, and the issues that are top of mind for this specific election, what do you think this means for portfolio positioning?
Portfolio positioning should be dictated by long-term investment strategy rather than short-term political events. It's essential to focus on the underlying growth trends and economic fundamentals that drive market performance. At Choate, we emphasize factors such as the stage of the U.S. business cycle, interest rates, job market dynamics, and overall business activity. Long-term market movements are predominantly influenced by economic fundamentals, including corporate earnings, profitability, and capital allocation, rather than political shifts alone. Attempting to adjust portfolios based on political forecasts or anticipated sectoral changes is not a successful strategy. Political goals are just one of many factors affecting company performance. Instead, investors should concentrate on enduring trends and fundamental drivers of the market. Some trends to watch include digitization, the ongoing push towards digital transformation across industries, and the reshoring of supply chains, the movement towards bringing manufacturing and supply chains closer to home, the energy transition and the shift towards sustainable energy sources, and of course, artificial intelligence. The increasing integration of AI technologies will undoubtedly play a big role in our economy. If you haven't listened to our podcast on AI, it's helpful in learning more about this technology. These trends are significant regardless of who is in power. Focusing on these long-term trends rather than the day-to-day political news will be more beneficial for your portfolio. We hope this discussion today has provided clarity on how to approach investments during election years and alleviated some of the uncertainties that often accompany them. Thank you so much for joining us today.
The information provided in this recording is for informational purposes only. While Choate Investment Advisors makes every attempt to present accurate information, the information in this recording may not be appropriate for your specific circumstances, and it may become outdated over time. The views expressed on this podcast are personal opinions only and should not be construed as financial advice for your given situation. Moreover, the views expressed by our guests are not necessarily endorsed by Choate Investment Advisors, and Choate Investment Advisors may decide to select investments on a different basis at any time without prior notice. Finally, as everyone should know, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.